Good morning, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Thomila Falcher Roth and Shah. Happy St. Valentine's Day. Today I would like to give a shout out to Theresa Ann O'Reilly, the charming host of the Drive Home Show on Waterford Island, WLRFM, Monday to Friday at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. With her lovely voice and pleasant way, Theresa Ann makes it so that people drive home safely, with comfortable minds, to their loved ones. To listen to the show online, drop over later to WLRFM.com. Hear this, listener. Give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. A young man of about 20 breezed by me as I was entering a building. I noticed he had a vertical trepidation groove in the center of his forehead, running from his hairline right down to between his eyes. So deep was it that his step was undetectable. He made me sad, so he did. He made me so very sad to see him. And I wondered what might be worrying him so much. What was upsetting him so much to have his countenance be thus transformed? And in my heart, for him I did pray. Two women in front of me in the queue at the checkout counter in a supermarket. One of them had selected 5 small containers of primroses that she would most likely later be transplanting into her garden. The other woman, a stranger to her, said, "Oh, the flowers are so lovely. They would make you feel good, wouldn't they? Uplifting, so they would." And the other lady smiled to her and reached down and gave her 2 of the containers to take with her, saying, "These now will keep you happy, so they will." And with gratitude and joy did she them well receive. In today's show, I'll be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. Dark night, that from the eye his function takes, the ear more quick of apprehension makes. Wherein it doth impair the seeing sense, it pays the hearing double recompense. Thou art not by my eye, Lysander, found. Mine ear, I thank it, brought me to thy sound. But why unkindly didst thou leave me so? Why should he stay whom love doth press to go? What love could press Lysander from my side? Lysander's love, that would not let him abide, fair Helena, who more ingills the night than all your fiery ooze and eyes of light. Why seekest thou me? Could not this make thee know? The hate I bear thee made me leave thee so? You speak not as you think, it cannot be. Lo, she is one of this confederacy. Now I perceive they have conjoined all 3 to fashion this false sport in spite of me. Injurious Hermia, most ungrateful maid, have you conspired? Have you with these contrived to bait me with this foul derision? Is all the counsel that we 2 have shared, the sisters' vows, the hours that we have spent, when we have chid the hasty-footed time for parting us? Oh, is it all forgot? All school-days friendship, childhood innocence? We, Hermia, like 2 artificial gods, have with our needles created both 1 flower, both on 1 sampler, sitting on 1 cushion, both warbling of 1 song, both in 1 key, as if our minds, our sides, voices, and minds had been incorporate. So we grow together, like 2 a double cherry, seeming parted, but yet a union in partition. two lovely berries moulded on one stem. So were two seeming bodies, but with one heart, two of the first, like coats and heldry, due to one and crowned with one crest. And will you rent your ancient love asunder, to join with men in scorning your poor friend? It is not friendly, it is not maidenly. Our sex as well as I may chide you for it, though I alone do feel the injury. I am amazed at your passionate words. I scorn you not, it seems that you scorn me. Have you not set Lysander as in scorn, to follow me and praise my eyes and face, and made your other love Demetrius, whom even but now did spurn me with his foot, to call me goddess, nymph, divine and rare, precious celestial? Wherefore speaks he this to her he hates, and wherefore does Lysander deny your love, so rich within his soul, and tender me for suit affection, but by your setting on, by your consent? What thought I be not in grace as you, so hung upon with love so fortunate, but miserable most so loved and loved? This you should pity rather than despise. I understand not what you mean by this. I do preserve counterfeit sad looks, make mouths upon me when I turn my back, wink each at other, hold a sweet jest up, this sport will carry shall be chronicled. If you have any pity, grace, or manners, you would not make me such an argument, but fare ye well. 'Tis partly my own fault, which death or absence soon shall remedy. Stay, gentle Helena, hear my excuse, my love, my life, my soul fear, Helena. Oh, excellent, sweet, do not scorn her so. If she cannot entreat, I can compel. Thou canst compel no more than she entreat. Thy threats have no more strength than her weak prayers. Helen, I love thee. By my life I do. I swear by that which I will lose for thee to prove him false that says I love thee not. I say I love thee more than he can do. If thou say so, withdraw and prove it too. Today's poem is Beautiful Dreamer by Stephen Collins Foster. Hey, beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Hey, beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Hey, beautiful dreamer, out on the sea, mermaids are chanting the wild Lorelei. Over the streamlet, vapors are born, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Hey, beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, even as the morn on the streamlet and sea. Then will all clouds of sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Sometimes nothing can stop lonely tears from falling. Sinead O'Connor well stories the situation out for us when she tells, "It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you have been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing. I said nothing can take away these blues, because nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, love, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around every boy I see, but they'd only remind me of you. I went to the doctor, and guess what he told me? Go on, guess what he told me? He said, girl, you better try to have fun no matter what you do. But he's a fool, because nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. All the flowers that you planted, Mama, in the backyard, all died when you went away. I know that living with your love was sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try, because nothing compares, and nothing compares to you. Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. Today, allow yourself some moments of retreat from whatever you are doing, to think of nothing, for in moments such as these, ease of mind is easily achieved. All right, I will leave it at that. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for all your many blessings. And spare a thought, too, for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not of their own making. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally from Monday to Friday, and off too on the weekends. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself, by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.